From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. More acrimony today in the presidential campaign, much of it focused on security and the war on terror. Senator John Kerry criticized President Bush for what he described as a failure to work with America's allies. And Vice President Cheney attacked Kerry's record on national security. In this segment of the program, we'll hear from both campaigns and analysis from commentators E.J. Dionne and David Brooks. We begin with NPR's Don Gagne on the Vice President's speech at the Ronald Reagan Library.
Vice President Cheney's speech was delivered in his usual dry, matter-of-fact monotone, but its message was clear that the Bush campaign has made it its mission to attack Senator John Kerry as being weak on national security and the fight against terrorism, and to do so early in the process. This is only March, after all, a time when an incumbent's re-election campaign typically barely acknowledges its opponent. Not so this year. Cheney pointed to Kerry's voting history in the Senate, noting that back in 1991, the senator opposed the Gulf War when Iraq had occupied Kuwait, and how, after voting in late 2002 to give President Bush the authority to go to war against Iraq, that Kerry has since said repeatedly that he opposed that war.
Had the decision belonged to Senator Kerry, Saddam Hussein would still be in power today in Iraq. In fact, Saddam Hussein would almost certainly still be in control of Kuwait.
Kerry has explained his position on Iraq, saying that while he authorized the threat of war, he did not approve of the way the president implemented his policy. Cheney also criticized Kerry for a vote last year against the president's request for $87 billion for the military and for reconstruction in Iraq and Afghanistan. Kerry has defended that vote by saying he would have supported it only if it was paid for by scaling back the Bush tax cuts. But Cheney's speech is an example of how the Bush campaign hopes to put its opponent on the defensive. The vice president also attacked Kerry for a comment made last week in which the senator said that some foreign leaders hoped Mr. Bush would lose the election. Kerry has refused to identify which leaders he's talking about, saying those conversations were private. Certainly, this is an issue the Bush campaign wants to keep alive.
But it is our business when a candidate for president claims the political endorsement of foreign leaders. At the very least, we have a right to know what he is saying to foreign leaders that makes them so supportive of his candidacy. American voters are the ones charged with determining the outcome of this election, not unnamed foreign leaders.
And Cheney also accused Kerry of holding in contempt those nations that have supported the war in Iraq.
He speaks as if only those who openly oppose America's objectives have a chance of earning his respect.
Cheney described President Bush, meanwhile, as a commander-in-chief who is calm and deliberate and consistent in his objectives, something Cheney says Senator Kerry is not. The vice president added that the choice voters have this year is as clear as any since the election 20 years ago, when Ronald Reagan was seeking a second term. Reagan won in a landslide, carrying 49 states, but the Bush campaign, judging by the tone of Cheney's speech and those of the president in recent weeks, knows it's in for a much tougher fight. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.